Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
2020, it's a new year, it's a new decade. It blows me away that we're already in 2020 and we're a little ways into it. It just boggles my mind. But I'm wondering, you know, what does this mean for the Indianapolis metropolitan housing market? I'm sure many of you who are thinking about buying, selling a home are thinking the same thing. And to help us answer this question and many others, I'm thrilled to have Jeremy Page, real estate guru, realtor, and manager of the Zionsville Carpenter Realtor Office. Jeremy graduated from Cedarville University with a Bachelor's of Arts in Business Management and Marketing, which is extremely important because marketing is a lot of what a real estate agent has to know how to do, because they got to get that house marketed and sold. Jeremy graduated from the Realtor Institute, the Council of Certified Residential Specialists, and he is a GRI designee and former council member. Welcome, Jeremy. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
And I got to ask, what is GRI designee?
So that is a specialty that you can go into. It's a graduate of Realtor Institute. It is a designation. It's actually changed. Back when I took it, it was 3 different years. You would do basically a week-long course. You'd take the 101, then you'd take the 201, and then the 301 class. Once you went through that and hit the criteria required, then you got your GRI designation.
Okay, that's awesome. That's a good thing to know, because I think sometimes it's really hard to know how to judge a real estate agent.
Absolutely. Probably there's lots of us.
Yeah, there's lots of them, but lots of real estate agents, but how you judge them, it matters. And I think it's probably the same with mortgage people, because we don't have a lot of different things you can go get that would make you, you know, stand out.
Absolutely.
For any reason. It's just your knowledge and my like sparkling personality that makes it for me.
And I like to say stunning good looks.
Yeah, stunning good looks. Yeah, well, as long as they like bald guys, we're good. Jeremy, what is the best way for the listeners to contact you if they have any real estate needs?
I'll tell you, my cell phone's the best way. Cell phone's 317-413-5311 for text or calls, or my email, jpage@callcarpenter.com.
Okay, what was that phone number again?
317-413-5311.
Okay, perfect. I think, you know, it's very important people have that so they can get a hold of you if they have any real estate needs. Now, what areas do you serve? Is there a certain area that you serve, or are you pretty much all of Indiana?
Well, I serve the greater Indianapolis area, primarily Hamilton, Boone, and Hendricks counties. I do some other stuff outside of those areas, but those are the areas I work most.
But I'll bet you, this is just my guess, that if somebody's in Bloomington and they need real estate needs, I'm guessing that you have contacts in Bloomington that you could set them up with an agent who is extremely qualified to help them find a home. Is that correct?
Absolutely. In fact, I belong to the leading real estate companies of the world, so I can send you to anywhere in the world. I can get you in touch with a great real estate agent that'll help serve your needs in those areas.
Yeah. See, isn't that's so important, because if I'm going to go look for a home, let's say in Florida, I'm sure lots of people are looking in Florida. I know they are, because I'm financing for some reason. We're getting a lot of people call for Florida.
Yes, sir.
It would be really nice to know that you have somebody to go down there that has been recommended, they know what they're doing, they're qualified, and they're going to take care of you and be on your side for that process.
Absolutely. In fact, Carpenter has a whole relocation division where I can send them, and they send it to a vetted person, professional real estate agent, wherever that person's looking to buy or sell.
Yes, that's awesome. I had a customer just happened, and she did a purchase agreement up here. She's moving from Florida to here.
Okay.
She used to live here. She moved to Florida. I financed her when she moved to Florida. Now she's moving back, and she sold her house. So she had a purchase agreement on her home, and there was a cash buyer. There was one contingency, and that is that they could build a garage in the backyard.
Okay.
And she bought a house here contingent on that one closing. And I just heard the other day, she called and she was all upset because the people who are buying her house, they want to back out. And they're saying it's because they can't build the garage the way they wanted to build the garage, the construction way. And so in Florida, which I didn't know, she said she's talked to several agents, and in Florida, I don't think it's this way this in Indiana, but you can tell us for sure. In Florida, you can get out for any reason through the inspection period.
That is not the case here in Indiana. The purchase agreement spelled out to protect the buyer, and those things that are listed there during, you know, the inspection clause, as well as some HOA things and stuff like that. But you can't just get out of the contract for no reason.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It's a contract. And I would think, and the reason I brought it up really is so if they talk to you, since it is something that is going on, that agent who was selling her house should have communicated that to her when she listed it, and she didn't. And you would send them to somebody, I'm sure, who would give them that advice, let them know so they can be prepared for it.
Correct. In fact, I'm working a deal right now where I'm helping a past client sell a house here, and they're moving to Lafayette. I don't service the Lafayette area. It's a different board of realtors that I'm in. So it also takes a lot of work between the agents here and the agents wherever they're buying or selling, and communication there to keep everything moving smoothly.
Yeah, and you know, I have to, it's to me, it says a lot about you that you know I don't service that area. I don't know the area. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you with an agent who does do that, because I know that's the best way to take care of you.
Absolutely. I'm in this business to help people and help them realize their house's needs, home needs. And I can't do that and look out for their best interest if I don't know anything about the area.
Right. And, you know, it's amazing to me. Everybody I've had on the show to date, I would say the biggest thing I notice is their compassion.
Right.
And you're no different than that. You have compassion for the people that you're working with, and you truly want to help them find the right home or sell their home at the best possible price, you know, and in the best possible way as quickly as possible. And it's both sides. That's what you strive to do that. And it's very obvious that that's the way you are.
Absolutely. In fact, I tell my buyers, I don't care what they buy. I don't care if it's a house I think's the ugliest house in the world or the most beautiful house in the world. I'm not the one waking up there every morning. As long as they're happy, that's what matters.
That's right. Yep. You know, I spent 11 years in new home sales for a large builder in Indianapolis. And one of the things, this happened, and it just told me how little your opinion should matter. You can give advice, but you've got to be careful of your biases. I had a real estate agent or a customer come in, and they were looking at a corner lot, and they wanted the corner lot. And their agent said, oh, no, you don't want a corner lot. Nobody wants a corner lot, da-da-da-da-da, gave all the reasons. So they wanted the corner lot. They didn't buy the corner lot. They bought a different lot.
Right.
But they wanted the corner lot. I'm not kidding. 2 hours later, I had a customer come in with a real estate agent, and the agent was going, oh, they got a corner lot. That's the best lot in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Our opinion truly doesn't matter. We're there for professional advice, and it seems like all my clients want to know, what would I do? And sometimes I'll tell them what I would do, but the real world is I have different opinions or different desires than some of my clients. And,
right.
And so it doesn't matter if I want a corner lot or not. It matters what that buyer wants.
Right. And I know I always try to take myself – if they ask me, okay, what is it that, what would you do? I usually say, well, first of all, like you said, what I would want and what you want may be two different things. But based on what you've given me, and I don't know all your information, but based on what you've given me and what you've told me, this is what I would do in your situation.
Right.
I'm not saying what I would do is correct. I'm just saying what I would do is what I would do, and I would feel comfortable with that. But you have to do what you would do.
Absolutely.
And that's all we can do, really. We can help them make, you know, understand the decision. And I really like to give my customers a ton of information. I try to customize it a lot. I do customize a lot to the customer, so I don't over. Some people don't need all that information, don't right. want it. Other people want everything. I try to give them the correct amount of information, and then let them, based on the information that we've provided, make the decision that's going to be best for them.
Right.
I figured that you did the same thing.
And that's the cool thing about my business, is it is a relationship game, and I love building that relationship, getting to know them, seeing what I think they might like. And sometimes I'm wrong, but a lot of times I get to know them well enough that I can at least point them in the right direction. So.
Right. But that's all of the learning curve is you meet with people and talk to them. You ask questions, but I found that some people think they would like something, and then when they see it, that's not actually what they wanted. And, you know, but that helps you when they see that. You learn, okay, they don't like this.
Right.
As an example, this is off that, but my son, and you know, I'm a big car guy.
Right.
So my son, when we were buying him a car for high school, you know, we were showing him cars, and I finally noticed he never liked a gray car. I said, you don't like gray cars. He goes, no, I like gray cars. And I said, well, you didn't like that one. You didn't like that one. You like that one. It's not gray. That one. And he goes, you're right. I don't like gray cars. He didn't even know it.
And that's a great analogy because there is a lot of times, you know, we'll get the somebody who says, hey, I want a fixer upper. And some of my clients, they do want a fixer upper. Some of my people say, hey, I want a fixer upper as long as it's brand new.
So, you know, and to that point, the fixer-upper today, there are some great mortgage programs for somebody who truly wants a fixer-upper. Now, it's not for somebody who wants to actually do the work.
Correct.
It's for somebody who wants a fixer-upper. So what I see is people who, they want a new home, but they want an established neighborhood.
Right.
And this gives them the ability to go buy an existing home and make it new.
Absolutely.
They can redo the kitchen. They can paint. They can do flooring. They can do all of that. And that's a huge deal, I think. And it's one of the things, there's a lot of mortgage companies that do it.
Right.
But we just do it better. And I truly mean that. Our turn time is an average of 40 days.
Which is crazy.
Which
good. Crazy good.
on something like that, I've never seen anybody can do it in 90 days.
Yeah, it's very hard. There's a lot of moving parts to it, but it does enable a buyer if they do want to have everything new and updated, and you know, that included in their payment instead of paying cash outside of you know, closing for those repairs. There are mortgage programs that are available for that.
And I would think it would be good for somebody who wants to that you should be able to buy a home that needs work at a lower price, even then doing the fix-up, than what you could buy the home already done.
Correct.
And you can make it what you want. I mean, the kitchen that you buy that's already completed probably isn't exactly what you wanted, but a kitchen that you're going to remodel, you can do a lot more. It still may not be the exact kitchen you wanted, right, but you can make it a lot closer to the kitchen you wanted because you're doing it.
That's correct. And especially in this tight inventory area we're in right now, it's definitely a benefit if you have someone that is willing to do some of that stuff. The stuff that is selling right away and for top dollar is that stuff that already has all those renovations done. And sometimes that can be frustrating for buyers because, you know, they, depending on the price point, they may be competing with multiple different people just to have an opportunity to buy that home. Yeah.
And in this case, they could do it themselves.
Right.
I mean, they don't physically do the work, but we can do it. And it's one loan. You do it when you know, right up front, when you close, the money's there, you have the contractors come in. And, you know, one of the things we talk about a lot is that the team matters. Having you, a real estate agent who knows what they're doing, matters. And you have people, you know, I'm sure you have people for inspections and all these things.
Absolutely.
And I have people who, that's what they'll go in. They know exactly how to do the bids on the house. They know exactly what to do to make sure that we can get that home, get it done, and get it done right away. They even have the guy, one of the guys I use, even has a trailer. Well, he'll come out to the house and you can do your design center. He has a design center on a trailer.
Right.
You know, a really nice enclosed trailer with all the stuff. And what do you want? How do you want to do this? And he knows exactly, you know, about what it's going to cost and all that stuff. It's really an amazing thing. I didn't mean to get off on that tangent.
Hey, that's all right.
I think it's a really good.
It's important for everybody to know.
People need to know.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
It's now time for the question of the week. And what I do on the question of the week, Jeremy, is I get emails, I talk to customers, I get questions that, you know, I think, oh, this would be good. A lot of times I try to take a question that's going to be good for my guest.
Right.
And I think this question is no different. And this question comes from Kurt and Linda B. Kurt and Linda write, we have a house to sell and we want to use the home equity to buy our next home. Is that possible to do if we don't want to move into the new home before we sell our current home?
There are several options. from a good mortgage person like you, you know, there's everything from a bridge loan to you could also do take some home equity out to do that. I'll tell you what I've been doing a lot recently is we find a house. If you're willing to risk the double payment, what you can do is you can go find the house, get an accepted offer, and then we get your house on the market immediately. Depending on where it's at, pricing, condition, all that kind of stuff. The average days on market is really good right now. It's though it is trending up, it is favorable to sellers. So I've been able to do that, and then we still do a back-to-back closing. If somebody says, hey, I do not want to do a back-to-back closing, I want to, you know, keep my house and then buy the other one, then there are options. It would be something similar to a bridge loan or taking out a home equity line. And it's a case by case scenario.
Yeah. A lot of people, and you know, what I find is a lot of people, I have some people who they just have a lot of equity in their house. You know, I get people who call, I think I need a bridge loan and their house is paid off. They don't need a bridge loan.
Right.
You know, all we need to do is finance a little bit out of that house to get them the down payment for the next house.
Absolutely.
And it's still a lot better. One of the best things that you can do a lot of times is if you get somebody who they have their 5% down, somehow they can get their 5% down payment on the new house, and right. They qualify for both houses, they put the 5% down. And then when they sell their house, they can do what's called a
reamortization.
It's a reamortization, but they call it a recast of the loan.
Correct.
And what they do on the recast is we just take the new balance, keep everything else the same, interest rate, everything else stays the same, and you get a new payment based on that. But with the rate market the way it is, and the trend that looks like it's going to continue possibly to go down, there's no guarantees on rates, but we're looking at that. And so 6 months later, when we can refinance the loan, I've done several of them where we did this, 6-8 months ago, and they sold their house. We waited the 6 months. We refinanced them to a better rate.
Yeah.
And it's just a strategy we use. There's just so many different strategies we can use. And that's kind of the key for me. It's kind of my mantra this year, I think, is strategy, strategy, strategy. What is the best strategy I can come up with for this client to get them in the house the way they want to?
And you hit the nail on the head. I love that it's for this client. That's what there's thousands of strategies. There's thousands of different scenarios. But it's that individual person and what's best for them. And sometimes it is a puzzle. Sometimes it is figuring it out. But that's part of the fun.
Right. That's if it was all the same, they wouldn't need us.
Absolutely.
So how can our listeners get a hold of you if they have any real estate questions or any real estate needs?
Give me a call or a text on my cell phone at 317-413-5311 or shoot me an email at jpage@callcarpenter.com.
You sure got an easy name. That really helps.
I thank my parents for that.
Yeah, you should. Well, you know, one of the things I would definitely want to make sure we get to talk about is, and you talked a little bit about it, but what is the market like today? And then what is the forecast for the market through, I don't know what time, through the end of the year, through the middle of the year, what's the forecast for the housing market here in our area?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it is, I touched on it briefly earlier, it is a good seller's market right now. Days on market has trended up a little bit. We've had historic lows here in the central Indiana area for days on market. We're seeing all-time high sales. So I think in 2020, we're going to continue to see some improvement in values. I think it's going to be at a little slower pace than we've seen the last couple of years, but I think it's still probably going to be around 4-5%. You know, we've recently been named as one of the top areas for home value appreciation.
Amazing, isn't it?
Which is crazy. You don't hear that about Indiana.
No, you
Indiana's
don't.
Always, hey, 1-2, hey, you got a great year, you get 3% appreciation. We've seen 6-7% appreciation. It's been crazy. It's been something that we've never seen before here in central Indiana since, you know, recorded time of home sales. So I think nationally there's going to be a less of an appreciation than there is here in good old River City, as they say. I think that, you had touched on it, mortgage rates, I think are going to stay roughly where they're at now, maybe up or down a little bit, you know, but, you know, it is election year. So I think that's going to kind of keep things somewhat stable. But there's a lot of other stuff going on in the world that, you know, could affect things. But really, we've been pretty consistent the last quite a few years with property values going up. Days on market, like I said, are trending up a little bit. But it's a great time to be a seller. It's a good time to be a buyer, too. Interest rates are at all-time historic lows as well. So that gives a buyer a lot more buying power. And then if they're selling a house, the house is appreciated, so they have more money to put down or sometimes pay cash for their next house.
Right. And, you know, the other part of that is if you're looking to buy a house, let's say you're a first-time home buyer and you're looking to buy a house, and if you think, well, should I do it now or should I do it next year? If a home appreciates at 6% a year and you want to buy $150,000 home, that means that next year it's going to be $159,000. And if rates, when you do that are higher, it's going to cost you a tremendous amount of additional money to buy that house. So you have to be, you know, you have to look at, you still have to do it in your time. There is no reason to say, I shouldn't be buying it, I'm not ready yet, I may be moving, whatever, I'm going to buy a house today. That wouldn't be something I'd recommend. But if they're really, I wouldn't throw out buying today or buying very soon with the market the way it is, because it could be very advantageous to you at this point in time. Again, you have to do it in your time frame. I'm not suggesting somebody...
I agree, Rick. In fact, I get this question a lot of times. When should I buy? When should I sell? The real answer is what's best for that person. You know, is the timing right for you now? You can play this game all day. It's like the stock market or anything else. No one knows for sure. Yeah, we have a lot of indicators. We foresee, you know, the values rising. But it can cost you a lot more in the long run if you wait sometimes.
Right.
And with that being said, you know, I remember when I first got into real estate 13 years ago, you could buy a good starter house for $100,000, $120,000. Now those are really, really hard to find in the whole central Indiana area. In fact, last year we ended up, the median sales price was $195,000 last year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Which is significantly higher it has been in the past.
Yeah. And, you know, with what you said on the like first-time home buyer and the pricing, things like that, when somebody's looking at that and they want to see, should I do it today? Should I do it in a year? If they'll call and talk to me and give me their basic information, I can run analysis so they can see, you know, based on projections, what it's going to be,
right,
to help them make that decision. Because the whole idea here, and I think for you, for me, pretty every guest I've had here, we understand we're here to help, and we want to give you the proper information. And it is okay if you decide, you know what, I should wait a year. You know what, I'm just not a person who should buy a house. That's okay.
Yeah.
But we want to give you the right information so when you make that decision, it's the right decision.
Absolutely. In fact, I've quite a few times told people, hey, I'm not trying to talk myself out of business. This is what I do for a living. This is how I feed my kids. But it probably is not the best decision for you to purchase a home right now. Whether that's, I had someone say, hey, I think I'm going to be in town for a year or two. I want to buy a house, but I don't want to keep it as a rental or anything afterwards. And sometimes that scenario doesn't make sense. And
right.
So they had some people that they could stay with, so they didn't really have any housing costs. So it just didn't make sense in their situation.
Yeah. And you know, for you give them the right advice. Yet if they decide, I still want to buy a house, you'll help them buy a house.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm there to support them.
But
I'm also there to give them the honest, right advice.
Exactly. Now, I know when selling a house, to me, the most important thing is not that real estate agent selling my house personally, but that agent being able to market my house so that it sells quickly and for top dollar. How do you go about doing that? How do you go about getting that home in front of what, you know, what's necessary in front of most people that you possibly can?
Absolutely. And honestly, I think that's kind of a misconception with some people. A lot of sellers think I'm going to be the one walking the buyer through the front door. And I have done that from time to time. You know, we are allowed to do that here in Indiana, but the far majority of the time I'm actually out there networking with other top agents, you know, getting information out about my listings to them, Carpenter has an award-winning, internationally award-winning, actually, a home marketing system that's designed to bring the highest dollar for our sellers. You know, it is a multimedia. We do everything from, obviously, the internet. We do direct mail. We have television. We can actually put a house on television, to newspapers, flyers, word of mouth, talking to the other successful real estate agents that we had talked about, as well as you know, we have something called Boost, which I absolutely love. It's actually for social media and internet, and it really is a very highly targeted marketing campaign that will take the information, the listing, and get it out to people who are the most likely to be looking for that home.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Yeah, you know, social media is so important today. It's one of those things. I'm working on it. I'm still trying to learn it. Okay, I'm a baby boomer. I'm not a millennial or anything like that. Okay. So it's not in my wheelhouse, but I am working on it to learn. And, but it does seem to be vital. And it seems to me it works maybe better than anything in any other product, or at least as well as any other in real estate.
Right.
So having that is huge.
Yeah. And this is far different than just a boosted post on Facebook or something. This is very targeted marketing. And, you know, all the statistics say that the largest generation of people that are going to be buying homes in 2020 is going to be the millennial generation. So, and where are millennials? They're on their phones. They're on the computer.
Right. It's very interesting to me because they are on their phone. They are on the computer. Social media is a lot, means a lot to them. And everybody thought they would be really into everything being done on the computer.
No.
And they're not.
They're not.
They actually are the highest group who want to meet with their mortgage loan officer.
Right.
You know,
I'll tell you, I feel like this is my personal opinion. I feel like the millennials kind of got a bad rap, but I've got a lot of friends and a lot of family that are millennials. And I'll tell you, they're also some of the most loyal people, and they're great. They're smart. They have grown up with technology. They do the research, but then they're relational as well.
Very. I've noticed that. And it's amazing to me. Now, I have three kids that are millennials.
Right.
I think they're all three. Millennials, they're right in that group. Yeah. And they're that way.
Right.
You know, they all understand technology. So I'll have to brag a little bit because sometimes I have to explain how technology works because I am pretty technical.
Right.
It's the social media that I don't know, but,
right.
But sometimes I have to call them and say, hey, how do you do this?
Right.
How do you do that? They get it. And I do on social media, and I have a loan officer in our office who's he's a millennial,
right.
And I use him too.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been doing posts on Facebook and LinkedIn, those type of things. And he taught me I have to use emojis.
Oh, yeah.
I never used emojis.
Okay.
And
come
I'm not
on,
sure.
Rick.
I'm not sure I'm doing it right. Okay. But he taught me, you know, he shows me you got to do this. That's how we read a post. So I don't know. That's how they do it. Jeremy, what would be the best way for our listeners to contact you for their real estate needs? Any maybe listing a home, buying a home, you know, any of their needs?
Or even just advice. I'd love for them to give me a call on my cell phone. Cell phone's 317-413-5311 for call or text. Or shoot me an email at jpage@callcarpenter.com.
I got to tell you, Jeremy, I've worked with you a long time.
Right.
You're a phenomenal agent. You care greatly about your customers. You take great care of them. Everyone I've ever met, when they talk to you, they love you, and they really feel like you did everything you possibly could to help them get the best deal, the best price for their home. They can't say enough good about you. So I'm saying that because I think people really need to know if you have any real estate needs, you need to call Jeremy. He really knows the market. He understands it, and he can really help you out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick.
Along with that, the most important thing to me is I need to know, do you give your customers a ride in your Viper?
The secret's out. I've got a Dodge Viper. A very select few. But as you know, Rick, I don't drive it every day. It's what, 10 degrees outside right now or something? I don't know. It's cold. And so it's locked away in storage.
It's not an everyday car.
No, sir. Yeah.
Thank you for joining me, Jeremy. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
And thank you all for joining us on Indy's Real Estate Gurus. If you have questions through the week, please call me at 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938. Or online at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Have a great weekend.